Every year, 600,000 inmates leave state and federal prisons. The Obama administration is trying to make it easier for them to re-enter society. This week, Attorney General Loretta Lynch toured a prison in Alabama to talk about the thinking behind those efforts.
Your duty as a prosecutor is not just to win the conviction, but to do justice. Not just to put someone away, but to make sure that society as a whole is safer by your actions. And certainly by providing individuals coming out of institutions with ways to become productive citizens, we reduce recidivism. That's a phrase we use. What that means is we reduce crime. There are fewer victims when individuals have options.
She was speaking with NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson, who went on that visit to Alabama, and she's with us now to tell us more about it. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Michelle.
Can you tell us more about what you saw at the prison?
So the prison has about 1,000 inmates, male. Many of them are in for drug crimes, others for weapons offenses. And we toured a math class, a GED class, a drug treatment program. The attorney general visited a Unicorps facility where inmates were making military uniforms out of camouflage material. And she also had some private meetings with inmates. This is all, Michelle, part of efforts designed to help inmates return to society, focus on getting them ID cards, make it easier for them to try to get jobs and reconnect with their families, and as you heard Attorney General Lynch say, make it less likely for them to commit new crimes.
You know, last summer, President Obama became the first sitting president to visit a federal prison. Why do you think the issue is so important to this administration?
First of all, there's a moral issue here for the White House and the Justice Department. They point out racial disparities are particularly acute on the drug crimes front, with many African Americans and Latinos bearing the brunt of those penalties. But it's also the case it's too expensive to keep so many people locked up. The Justice Department says the FBI and DEA and prosecutors are likely to be deprived of resources to put really violent criminals behind bars because so many other drug offenders are locked up. And this conversation really started to get national attention after tragedies in Ferguson, Cleveland, and Baltimore, highlighting a lot of mistrust between law enforcement and communities of color.
You know, I think kind of the general view of things, of how things are running in Washington, is that the state of things is essentially paralysis. I mean, it's an election year, all the political polarization that we've talked so much about. But what about in the area of criminal justice? I mean, are there ways in which Congress and the White House are working together on that issue?
This seemed to be early this year the one thing on which Congress and the White House might agree. And just this week, senators unveiled some changes to legislation that would change the way drug criminals are punished. Those changes won support from the nation's biggest prosecutors group, the National District Attorneys Association. But Michelle, the path forward here in Congress is still very unclear. There are critics on the left who say the bill doesn't go far enough. And on the right, people like Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton say the government should not be helping free criminals who could come back to society and hurt innocent people. And of course, at the White House level, the president has some of his own power here. He's granted clemency to a few hundred inmates over the course of his tenure. And officials there say we should expect more pardons and commutations later this year.
Now, you had a chance to talk with someone who has already won clemency during this trip, somebody who got this in 2013. Tell me about that. How did that conversation come about?
Clarence Aaron was meeting with the attorney general in Mobile, Alabama yesterday, and he also made a few moments to speak with me. He'd been serving three life sentences before he won clemency from President Obama, but he told me he can't find a job that uses the skills he developed in prison. The best job offer he's gotten so far, he says, is emptying trash cans. He's been pushing the White House and the Justice Department to do a lot more to help inmates transition to life beyond prison. He wants them to move beyond the slogans and the banners, to do the hard work of building connections with the private sector and giving these former inmates some opportunities.
That's NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson back here in Washington. Carrie, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.